That's Indigo Girls live on the radio with us. The album, visually, there's a whole visual component that's happening here, which makes for a very fascinating radio conversation, I think. but everyone's seen the album now. Tell us a little bit about the animation and the art, because there's a message there.
Yeah, well, we wanted to do an illustrated album cover, and I'm a huge Love and Rockets fan from back in the 80s on to up to the present, and with the Hernandez brothers, and one of them, Jaime Hernandez, agreed to do our cover, and we just asked him just to run with it and gave him a choice of titles, and he made up like a little story and made the book out of it, of a woman who finds a shooting star that falls and a goddess statue in the place of where the star fell, and then she finds many of them throughout her life, and you see her go to sleep at night with all this sort of, you know, all the comfort of that and the open to possibilities of life and everything. It's cool. We're so honored because he's just huge. He's a huge hero. He was so progressive so early on in the comic world.
It's such a distinctive look, too. And it really fits the All That We Let In kind of title.
Yeah, it does. But all the possibilities and everything, and it's all part of it. The good, the bad, the ugly, the everything. It's all important and integral.
Do you do any painting or drawing? I mean, there's so many artists that songwriters rather who do other.
Hell no.
Not a lick. Okay. Amy?
I mean, I do little fun things just to get a point across, but it's to get a point across. The same reason I play guitar, you know what I mean? Well, I know three chords, that's enough.
I admire painting, though. That gift just blows my mind. Mm-hmm. That medium is just incredible. So,
yeah, it's all a mystery to me, painting, songwriting. It's a beautiful mystery, though. All right, Indigo Girls, what do you want to play for us now?
We're going to do another new song off the record.